Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Tuning In, Cultivating a Life Attuned to the Shepherd's Call. And today's focus is hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life. Navigating the complexities of modern life with its cacophony of demands and distractions calls for guidance that transcends human wisdom. The voice of the shepherd promised us in John chapter 10, verse 27, offers not just a direction, but a profound assurance of being known and led by the divine. Understanding and responding to this voice, however, requires more than passive listening. It necessitates an active, intentional cultivation of our spiritual senses. Today, we delve into the practice of tuning our heart into the frequency of God's voice, ensuring that amidst life's noise, the call for the shepherd remains clear and compelling. Our springboard for today's discussion is John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, this scripture is a powerful reminder to the relational nature of our journey with God. It speaks of a mutual recognition. We know his voice. He knows us intimately. This familiarity with God's voice doesn't happen overnight. It's cultivated through consistent engagement with his word, prayer, and the quiet contemplation of his presence. It's in these moments of close communion that we learn to distinguish the shepherd's voice from the many others vying for our attention. Let's do a multiple focus training. Number one, daily scripture reading. Make a habit of starting your day with the word of God. Let the scripture be the first voice you hear, setting the tone for your day and tuning your heart into God's frequency. Prayer, and number two, prayer for listening. Incorporate moments of silence in your prayer life, focusing on listening rather than speaking. Ask God to speak to you and to wait in expectation. Number three, journaling. Keep a spiritual journal of where you document your prayers, thoughts, and any impressions or directions that you feel God is giving you. Reviewing this journal can help you discern patterns and confirmations of God's voice in your life. Number four, community interaction. Share your experiences of hearing God's voice with trusted friends or a spiritual mentor. Often, God confirms his message through the body of Christ. Number five, obedience. Act on the guidance that you receive. Obedience fosters a deeper sensitivity to God's voice and builds trust in his leadership. In conclusion, hearing God's voice is foundational to walking in his ways and fulfilling the unique call that he has on our lives. Like sheep attuned to their shepherd's call, we are invited to cultivate a familiarity with God's voice that guides us through the valleys and mountains of life. It's a journey of intentional practice, of turning our hearts toward him daily and listening for his guidance amidst the clamor of our days. Today's call to action, choose one focus training above method to integrate more deeply into your routine, whether it's setting aside time for scripture before your day begins or entering into moments of silent prayer. Commit to a practice that enhances your attunement to God's voice. And today's question of the day, what challenges do you face in recognizing God's voice, and how can you address them through your focus training practice? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the promise that that your sheep hear your voice. Help us to cultivate hearts that are tuned to you, discerning your guidance in every aspect of our lives, strengthening our desire to know you more, to recognize your voice amidst the noise, and to follow you with unwavering trust. Lead us, Shepherd. For we are your sheep, and we are eager to respond to your call. Amen. As we move forward, let's carry the assurance that our shepherd is always speaking, guiding, and walking alongside us. May our lives reflect the depth of our relationship with him, marked by a keen awareness of his voice and a swift willingness to follow where he leads. Tuning in to the shepherd's call, we find not just direction, but a profound sense of belonging and a purpose in the embrace of the one who knows us by name.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarc2b.com. That's www.myarc2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.